All right, welcome to Cosmic Disclosure. I'm your host, David Wilcock, and we have a special surprise for you.
Okay, then you're not going to leave disappointed. I made sure of that. I want you to get your money's worth. One of the things I was going to tell you is that I did sit on chocolate, okay? So this is not shit.
One of the benefits of me having this really fast processing brain is I can watch movies and in real time see the cabal symbolism that people normally would only get subconsciously.
There's going to be bootlegs of this on the internet, and those people won't know what the heck I'm talking about.
And then he tells me that I could become the next Art Bell. I'm sorry. That's you, right?
The next
I could
Art
become
Bell.
The next Alex Jones.
Let's see if I actually... My wire is stuck, guys. Under the thing, so I don't really have... I can't pace.
So she's had the benefit now of getting to hear me talk, whether she wants it or not, for 2 years.
This under-the-earth priestess Kari told me not to... If I want to be a priest, I gotta be nice on stage, so... There was a couple people who didn't actually look, but I'm being nice, because there was about 20 of you, so it's kind of a mass shaming thing, wouldn't really work out too good for me, so you just get to be anonymously fingered. Two guys who cracked the code of quantum mechanics, and please, there's a lot of ringers going off. I told them about what I heard in 1993. There's a really loud beeping noise over here. Would somebody please make sure that stops?
And then the story, the big, big story. I'm sorry, there's so much feedback. It's not my fault. There's so much of this stuff.
Well, there's obviously going to be that one dude in the back with his arms crossed, right? And his wife brought him out here, and he doesn't believe anything I say. Big event that I'm going to be telling you about is going to happen. So yes, every time somebody opens a door in the back, you're going to hear this thing clatter because it's just the wind pressure. It's nothing we can do about it. So let's try to keep those doors closed. I want you to get your money's worth. We're all like this little cult that we need to drink Kool-Aid and commit suicide. They're still hanging around. They're inside the Earth, and they're on the Moon, and they're on Mars, and they're all over the solar system. But is somebody really bored? I just heard... Wow, wrong conference. Maybe you need to take the bunny hill. This is the black diamond, okay? Start with cross country before you go downhill. What I do want to do, drink Kool-Aid and commit suicide. Sort of like when you got the bong and there's this little hole called the carb.
They have actually put explosive charges into every bridge on the Eisenhower Interstate system that goes over these big chasms.
The Aquafarians, and they got extinct in the electrical wars.
How familiar are you with the Gear Wars exactly?
I'm saying I saw a lot of cloned hybrid 3D printed beings.
The Cabal's plan also included that the military goes around under the guise of national security, and they literally go around and they siphon out the gas from everybody's cars in these big tankers.
So they were doing this with people, and they had these special animals. They were dogs, a German Shepherd Mastiff mix, and a bloodhound.
Really?
And they were there, and they were in like a compartment, but they can smell you as you walk by them. For sure, you cannot walk by them without them smelling you. And they always know how to, they go, they just right away smell. It's unreal, it's unreal, it's unreal, it's unreal.